Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me, especially on such short notice. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be doing Pesh Kuf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis, Simin Shin Mem Hei, Si'ifim, Dalid Hei, and Vav. We're going to leave Siv Zayin for tomorrow, because that's going to be about the definition of Rishus Rabim, sort of its own topic. So we are up to Si'if Dalid on Pesh Kuf Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Chorim Shebeksali Rishus Yachid, Sheklap Rishus Yachid. If you have holes in walls that surround Rishus Yachid, where the whole faces the Rishus HaYachid, meaning you could reach into that hole in the wall from the Rishus HaYachid, Heim Rishus HaYachid, that is a Rishus HaYachid. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tesh, Sheklapi Rishus HaYachid, Ratzalomer, Afilu Imponim Gam L'Rishus HaRabim. Even if the hole in the wall goes all the way through to the Rishus HaRabim, Kivan Shachoru Me'Ever Le'Ever, since it goes all the way through, V'Nichmas Gam Klapi Rishus HaYachid, Dinim K'Rishus HaYachid, since it also opens to the Rishus HaYachid, it has a din like a Rishus HaYachid. Valkein, Asur Lahutzi Eze Dover Shemunach HaLachor L'Rishus and therefore you're not allowed to take anything out of that hole and put it into a Rishus Rabim or into a Karmelis. And if you take something from a Rishus Rabim and stick it into a hole in the wall where the other side of that hole goes into the Rishus HaYachid, you have violated Nisidoraisa. V'Nedasa Tosus Teleschiu V'Elim Keno Yachor Arba Al Arba Tvachim. Tosus holds that it's only a problem on a Doraisa level if the hole in the wall itself is 4x4 Tvachim of space. Aval Dasa Rashba V'Amiru D'Bechor Rishus HaYachid Ein Tzarech She'er Rachav Arba'a D'Yesh Lam Din Rishus HaYachid Atzma B'Chol Gavna. However, many other Rishonim, the Rashba, the Meiri, hold that that even if it's less than Arba Al Arba, since it's part of a Rishus HaYachid, and the Rishus HaYachid itself is more than 4x4 Tfachim, that hole in the wall is considered a Rishus HaYachid. Sif Katan Yod, Heim Rishus HaYachid, Mistim HaSamachar Mashmada, Afilu Machar Meim Lamata Me'asor Tfachim, Kivan Shem Falashim Klapei Pinim, Dinam K'Rishus HaYachid. From the Mechaber, it very much sounds that even if it's less than 10 tefachim off the ground, since it's part of a Rishus HaYachid, it's considered to be a Rishus HaYachid. And it sounds that way from the Ramah as well, because the Ramah says that if the hole does not open up toward the inside of the Rishus HaYachid, then you have to check the dimensions of it. Which very much implies that if it actually does open into the Rishus HaYachid, you don't have to check the dimensions of it. It's automatically Rishus HaYachid. V'chein kasuv ha-magnav ram tosav Shabbos. U'bel Yerabba kasuv de-dover zeh plukti ben Rishonim. V'el Yerabba says this is actually machlokas Rishonim, whether it has to meet whether when it's less than 10 tefachim from the ground, it would likewise be Rishus HaYachid. D'yesh ben Rishonim desfirulu t'kiv du l'matam yasara ein b'nei Rishus HaYachid m'shtam shun sham. Some say that when it's less than 10 tefachim from the ground, the b'nei Rishus HaYachid would not use him, they should give him shun namach b'nei Rishus HaYachid m'shtam shun sham, because since it's so low, the b'nei Rishus HaYachid are likely to use it. So the Bnei Rishus HaYachid, if they want to keep something private, are not going to keep anything in that hole. Val Kain Dinam Kichor Rishus Rabim Vor Lekamim Sivya Gimel. And therefore, this group of Achronim hold, or of Rishonim, hold that when it's less than 10 tefachim off the ground, even if the hole goes through, all the way through, from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus Rabim, so if it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, it's considered Rishus HaYachid. If it's less than 10 tefachim off the ground, then it's considered to be part of the Rishus Rabim. V'cheinu Gam Kain Das HaGrabi B'Yiru B'Simen Zeh B'Simen Shinim Gimel Ayin Sham. And that's the sheet of the Gra as well. Says the Rama now. So says the Rama, the imim klape chutz ve'enum orim klape pnim. And if the hole in the wall only has an opening into the Rishus Rabim and not to the Rishus HaYachid, nidonim lefi gavan v'rachman, then you have to see the dimensions of it. K'mo she'isbar simen zeh, si'if yud gimel, and we'll get to that in si'if yud gimel. Says the Mishmur of Kat Niral, lefi gavan v'rachman, haynu imim gavo masar tzvachim v'rachman arba avi Rishus It would turn out that if it is 10 tefachim high and 4x4 tefachim wide, so it's its own Rishus HaYachid, even though it opens up into Rishus Rabim. But if it is not 10 tefachim high, so then it depends if it's 4 tefachim wide or not. If it's 4 tefachim wide and not 10 tefachim high, it's a Karmelis. If it's not even 4 tefachim high, then it's a Makom Petur. V'aftim avor dina d'ramah b'edi b'sif yud gimel nak te'ach k'te levar da'afilu chor Rishus Rabim. Even though this din of the Ramah is going to be explicit in Sif Yud Gimel, so the Ramah is not really adding anything that the Mechaber himself doesn't say, that we're going to see in short order in a couple of days from now, but he's highlighting it over here in order to explain that even holes in Rishus HaRabim, when they go all the way through to Rishus HaYachid, have a real din of a Rishus HaYachid. Sif Hei, Avi Rosh HaSiachid, Rosh HaSiachid Ad L'Rakia. Critically important that the airspace of Rosh HaSiachid goes all the way up Ad L'Rakia. That that even though the walls that surround the Rosh HaSiachid may only be 10 tefachim high, anything that's even 1,000 feet in the air is part of that Rosh HaSiachid. Ad L'Rakia says the Mishmur Vafilu Na Atzkan of Rosh HaSiachid Shagva Me'a Amos Av Shein Bo Rachav Arba'a Im Zarg Mishasham Nachal Gabav Chayiv. If you have a pole in the Rosh HaSiachid and the top of that pole does not have a space of 4x4 tefachim, and you throw something from a Rosh HaSiachid and it lands on that pole, it's still considered a violation of Hachnasa, and you're going to be chayiv for that violation of Hachnasa. In the Dirshu, in note 13 over here, he says that if the mechitzos go ba'alachson, they go on an angle, the walls surrounding the Rosh HaSiachid aren't straight up, they go on an angle, kasva chazunish or Rosh HaSiachid olam ha'makom shabo mistaimus ha'mechitzos ha'darukia bekav yoshor klapi ma'al v'lo ba'alachson ha'mechitza. We do not view the Rosh HaSiachid walls as if they continue and that the Rosh HaSiachid would end at the tip of the imaginary triangle. Rather, if the walls go ba'alachson, but they end at a certain point, we draw a straight line straight up from where the wall ends, as opposed to continuing the angle. So the avir above, all the way up to the sky, is going to be a Rosh HaYachid. Si'ivav. Afilu kli kigon teva o migdal o kaveres im yesh bal rabea arba al arba v'ugavo asara havi Rosh HaSiachid. Even a kli that's 10 tefachim tall and meets the proper dimensions of 4x4 tefachim, and if it's a circular kli, it's circular enough that you could fit a square of 4x4 tefachim inside of that kli, then that kli becomes a Rosh HaSiachid. Says the Mishbura, afilu kli hainu afilu yemadis Rosh HaSiachid. Even a kli that's sitting in the middle of Times Square. Teva o kaveres, nakat shnei mine kelim. We mentioned two types of kelim, merubayim o agulim, a square kelim like a box, or a kaveres, which is a round kli. So im yesh bo l'rabeya, v'al kein b'kaveres y'agula, what it means that if you could fit a square inside of it, we're talking about a kaveres, which is a round kli. Lav rish shtiyachid, shashtiyach halal, machzeches chamish tefach, mushosh chamish tefach, does yesh b'chalal l'rabeya al-ba, that it has to have a diameter of 5.6, because if it has a diameter of 5.6, that would be the diagonal of the square that you're able to fit inside. And we know a squared plus b squared equals c squared. So that would mean that the square is exactly 4x4 tefachim. Have a Rosh HaSiachid, so that would be considered Rosh HaSiachid, bein toch halala ubein gav hakli min lamayla. Whether you're talking about inside the kli, or if the kli is upside down and it's 10 tefachim high off the ground and it's 4x4 tefachim, so the top of that kli, meaning the bottom as the case would be, but if it's upside down on its on its mouth, so what appears to us to be the top but is the actual bottom of the kli is also Rosh HaSiachid. Kanal b'siv gimel ukli she'en gavoa asara omid b'Rosh HaSiachid ein lo din karmelis. However, if you have a kli that's not 10 tefachim tall that's sitting in a Rosh HaSiachid, we don't say that kli all of a sudden becomes a karmelis, right? That is not the case. The in karmelis bekelim, because a kli cannot become a karmelis. Elavi kamor Rosh HaSiachid to batel gabri Rosh HaSiachid made bo. Then we just say, okay, it's a kli sitting in Rosh HaSiachid, so it has a din of Rosh HaSiachid. Ulufize im omid a kli be karmelis. Now, if the kli were in a karmelis, then karmelis elav mitzad Rosh HaSiachid made bo. That if it were sitting in a karmelis, it would have a din of a karmelis. V'chein muchel kaman misim shunin hei to sev shabbos chen kasu beis meir l'das magenavam. However, if the kli is actually attached to the ground, then it would be considered a karmelis, even if it were located in a Rosh HaSiachid. So let's review what we learned today. We said that holes in a wall that face a Rosh HaSiachid, where the hole is on the Rosh HaSiachid side, even if it goes all the way through, has a din of a Rosh HaSiachid, although we did have a machlokas, whether it needs to have a minimum space of 4x4 tefachim. The Mechaber sounds like, and the Ramah sounds like, it does not need to have a minimum space of 4x4 tefachim. And we likewise had a machlokas, if it's less than 10 tefachim off the ground, if it will necessarily have the din of a Rosh HaSiachid. If it doesn't have the din of Rosh HaSiachid, then it has a din of a Rosh HaSiachid. Then the Ramah had said what we're going to learn in Sif Yud Gimel, that if it opens up into Rosh HaSiachid, the hole in the wall has a din of a Rosh HaSiachid, unless it's less than 4x4 tefachim, in which case it would have a din of a and it's less than 10 tefachim from the ground, in which case it would. I'm sorry, if it's 4 by 4 tefachim and less than 10 tefachim from the ground, it would have a din of a karmel. If it's less than 4 by 4 tefachim, it would have the din of a makom ptur. Then we said in Sif Hey that all the airspace above Rosh HaSiachid is also considered Rosh HaSiachid. So if you stick a pole in the ground and you throw something that lands on top of the pole from Rosh HaSarabim, you're chayiv. And then we said in Siv Vav that a kli that has the dimensions of Rosh HaSiachid, even if not attached to the ground and sitting in a Rosh HaSarabim, has a din of a Rosh HaSiachid. But a kli that does not have the dimensions of Rosh HaSiachid, if it's sitting in a Rosh HaSarabim, it's a Rosh HaSarabim. If it's sitting in a karmelis, it's a karmelis. And if it's attached to the ground, then it is a karmelis, even if it's sitting in a Rosh HaSarabim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Siv Zayin. We'll be back to our regular place, regular time, Siv Zayin, where we're going to discuss the Geder of a Rosh HaSarabim, what counts as a Rosh HaSarabim, and that is a critically important Si'if when it comes to the Dinim of Erevin, because as we know, one cannot make an Erev in a place that is considered a Rosh HaSarabim. So we have to know what is a Rosh HaSarabim on a Da'oraisa level. So Be'ez Hashem, that will be on the agenda for tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day.